Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
How right now in Singapore, how is the weather? Is it pretty warm?
We just sort of starting to enter into the wet season again, maybe. But it's pretty warm. No, lately starting to get a bit warm. So we had some tropical rain yesterday. So maybe it's a wet season here again as well. Not sure. Yeah, it can get very hot. It's always summertime. Like for European summer, yeah. It's the European summer. The temperature is actually much hotter than the European summer. But somehow the Europeans are telling me that it's hotter during the European summers, even though the temperature is cooler. I have no idea how that works. Yeah.
And have you always lived in Singapore? Like you were born and raised?
Yeah. I'm always Singapore. So born here, raised here. Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom is not. My mom is born in Malaysia. So during a time where, no, we are still one country.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very cool. I don't know too much about Singapore. Is it very diverse? Lots of different groups of people there?
Yeah. So we Singapore is actually in the middle of the Malay Peninsula, archipelago. Sorry, so which is also the peninsula, just south of Malaya. So by right, this is supposed to be a Malay region, but what happened is that the British colonized Singapore, and then as a result, they brought in as what the British always do, they brought in all sort of workers from all around the world. They attract people from all around the world to work in their colonies. So we have a lot of Indians, we have a lot of Chinese as during the colonial period. So the Indians and the Chinese was actually the equal number of people when the British are around. So the Malays become the indigenous people becomes the minority. Because when the British came, it was just a fishing village. It was just a small village. So, which is why the Malays, even if they grow their populations, it's still going to be a minority because how the British just sending immigrants in from all around the world. So, eventually, what happened was that when India gained its independence, that was just after World War II, and Singapore was going through a lot of political changes. So, a lot of Indians just went back to India. So, because during the colonial period, the Indians think their home is actually in India. The Chinese think their home is in China. So that's how it works. So it's just like the American blacks, you know, some of them, you know, in the earlier days think that their home is actually in Africa. That's kind of an idea. So the Indians went back, but the Chinese stayed because India had the independence and now they have peace and they have development and stuff. Yeah, but China was in the Civil War. So the Chinese state. And then eventually we gained our independence. So since then, the population is around nearly 70% Chinese, and then 15% Indian, 15% Malay. And then there's a small percentage of Eurasians and all the other different races. I think the percentage now might have changed because we got a lot of immigrants nowadays. From India, Philippines, a lot of Europeans, Caucasians, Americans. So Singapore in today's terms is like it's a bit like New York. It's like no, there's a lot of different races of people, but the main population here, if you go walk around, you'll always be mostly Chinese. But you will see there's a significant number of Indians and Malays around.
Okay, very cool, very cool. And
yeah, so. And we all speak English, so it's like you go to China, but like this China looks very weird, and then everybody speaks English. Although we speak Chinese and dialects, but we can all speak English. Although you will find that our English a bit weird, Mine is considered already very mild because I already try to speak proper English.
Mm-hmm.
So if I start to speak Singlish, you might not understand half the time.
I wonder, do you pick up on like certain, like as far as like American English, do you pick up on like the certain like specific things to like American English, maybe not even as far as the language, but maybe like the emojis, like, you know, earlier I had emojied your message with a 100 and the peace sign. Like, do you pick up on that?
There's an internet cultural thing. I think that's not really, because Singapore is very westernized. So, but the thing is, our concept of West is very generic in a way that maybe the real West do not understand, because the real West actually view each other as different people. Like the Canadians are Canadians, Americans are Americans, British are British. But in Singapore, it's like the West. Then it's like everyone is the West. No, we don't really differentiate. So we get very confused as well. Like, for example, in our when we learn in school, our English is actually British English. We learn British English. So and it's very weird because our English comes from the colonial times. So we continue to use words that is really old, like during the colonial English type of English. Certain words that we use no longer is used in UK now. So when the British people come to Singapore, they got shocked when they hear certain words because they only hear their grandparents use it. They no longer use it within their generation or like within UK. Only the very old people are using those words, but to us it's common words. So it's very interesting because I heard this from a YouTube channel. They are British and then they're documenting their life in Singapore. It's like, what? Like, to us it's like, yeah, it's just normal words. So it's very interesting how we kept some of this heritage of the language, which the British has already abandoned. Like the British today don't really speak like the British in the 100 years ago. Like the 100 years ago, they are very gentlemanly, you know, because they are the colonial masters, right? So they speak with a certain tone, like as if everyone is royalty. So nowadays, only the royalty still speaks like 100 years ago. The people, the normal people, is just like, you know, the soccer crowd. They just speak a very different form of English. But we get very confused because we digest so much American culture, so much American movies and everything. So even in the internet, you know, most of the internet, English-speaking internet, is mostly American or American-centric. So ours, when we spell, it's very confusing because the English and British spelling for words is a bit different. Like you know, for example, ionized, you know, the ISED. That in American English is ISED, you know, but in British English is IZED. Is it the other way around? I can't tell. So I use both. I can use both of them in a single paragraph, and then get both group of people triggered. So we get very confused because we cannot tell the difference between the two sometimes.